President Trump weighed in on Twitter this morning, putting out a convoluted denial about his reported use of vulgar language in a White House meeting yesterday. But several people who were present at the bipartisan meeting have since confirmed his language. Trump reportedly used an offensive term to refer to Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries. You might just shrug it all off as Trump being Trump, or just see a president playing to his base. But this sort of thing does have real-world consequences, and we want to explore how this kind of story might impact America's reputation and influence around the world. It's what political scientists call soft power. Jan Egeland was one of Norway's top diplomats. He was Undersecretary General of the United Nations in the 1990s. Egeland has also had a series of top posts in the Norwegian government. He's currently head of the nonprofit Norwegian Refugee Council. Jan Egeland, first of all, what's your personal reaction to what's been reported about what Donald Trump said yesterday?
No, if it's true, it's very bad. This is not the way any leader of any country should talk about other nations. We need to have moral leadership from the top, and this is not moral leadership.
Beyond your personal reaction, how do comments like Trump's impact America's image abroad?
Well, it doesn't help. But of course, America has a lot more to play on than soft power. I'm a Norwegian. Whatever power we have would be soft, and nobody would ever fear us. We cannot force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. America is the world superpower. It will always be taken very seriously. We will always look to America, but we'd like to see moral leadership.
Well, let's get back to what Trump has reportedly said, which, by the way, he's very complimentary about Norway. But what real impact does it have? Does it literally influence the way countries think of the U.S. and how they're willing to deal with it?
Well, they have to deal with the U.S., whatever. But again, it makes people angry. It also makes people wonder what are the priorities. Yes, I'm a Norwegian, so I should be happy that he wants me to emigrate to the United States. But the only thing that would make me emigrate to the United States is the vibrant multicultural society of the United States that I so much enjoyed when I studied at Berkeley, California, or when I worked in New York City. That's the strength of America, that you are a very vibrant power, and you're that because of immigration.
And you tweeted that exact sentiment this morning. But let me get back to Global Reacts, because whenever Trump says something, there's always the sense that, oh, it's Trump. He's different. He does these things. And so it leaves people wondering whether he does have real impact on the rest of the world, or do they just write it off to Trump being Trump?
Well, he's now the elected president of the United States. So, of course, it affects the image of the United States. It is noted by the rest of the world. But I think also most of us would understand that this is not the general attitude of Americans. America is a multicultural society. It was built on immigration. All of you there, except for the native Indians, are immigrants. So in a way, I think most of us would understand it is not the attitude of the average American.
Jan Egeland, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Jan Egeland is a former Undersecretary General at the United Nations, and he currently runs a nonprofit called the Norwegian Refugee Council.